This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Jesus is hung on the cross. Jesus cries out some words from Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The crowd misunderstands these words and thinks he's calling for Elijah to save him. Waiting to see if Elijah will take him down, they offer him some sour wine on the end of a stick. Immediately, the curtain in the temple is torn from top to bottom. The centurion overseeing Jesus' execution becomes the first person in Mark to identify Jesus as the Son of God. As Jesus dies, a group of female disciples watch from a distance. And one of the religious leaders, Joseph of Arimathea, asks Pilate for the body of Jesus. Although the Romans usually left the deceased bodies of criminals as a warning, Pilate grants Joseph's request so that Jesus can be buried before the Sabbath. The women come to the tomb after the Sabbath to embalm Jesus' dead body. However, when they arrive, the tomb is empty. An angel tells them not to be afraid because Jesus has risen from the dead and they should go and tell the other disciples. But the women are frightened and they run away saying nothing. And that's how the Gospel of Mark abruptly ends. Jesus was separated and forsaken by God so that we never would have to be. Mark's gospel records two things that tear. First, the heavens above Jesus' baptism, and then the curtain in the temple at Jesus' death. The temple contained two curtains, one that separated God's presence from the rest of the temple, and another that separated the Gentiles and the women from where only Jewish men could come and worship. And although Mark doesn't tell us which curtain tore, he tells us that a Gentile is the first person to confess Jesus as the Son of God, and that women are the first to witness his resurrection. When the curtain tore, it was a symbol that the death of Jesus granted access for all people to come into God's presence. But why does Mark end so suddenly? Mark ends with the women who had traveled with Jesus from the beginning, running away from the tomb in fear and telling no one. Well, you see, this ending is supposed to shock us. Its goal is to make us ask, who is Jesus to me? Like the centurion, do we see Jesus as the exalted Son of God? Or like the women, do we not know what to think and tell no one? Mark leaves his gospel open-ended so that each of us might gauge our own response to the works of Jesus' life recorded in his gospel and at the empty tomb. So, who is Jesus to you? I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who is more powerful than death, and may you see Jesus as the one who was forsaken so that you might never be.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.